give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And you know what that means? It's RU Recovery program tonight. It's our faith-based, Bible-based addictions program. Meets every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. If you know anyone, and all of us do, struggling with stubborn habits or addictions, and invite them out to our program this evening. You'll be glad you did. And many are finding their path to victory, not just to be clean and not just to be sober, but to be free. Free from any stubborn habit or addiction that keeps us from being what God would want us to be. And then we look forward to our Lord's Day services on Sunday. It's kind of our Thanksgiving Sunday, and the Sunday right before the Thanksgiving holiday on next Thursday. And we'll look forward to a wonderful Lord's Day together at 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, and then 5:30 for the evening service on Sunday. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to John 21. John chapter 21, and this is a familiar passage here. Most of you recall, this is where Jesus looks at Simon Peter and says, "Lovest thou me more than these?" And he asks him that three times. And what is happening here, the Bible says that there were, in verse 1, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. They were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter saith unto them, "I go a-fishing." And they say unto him, "We also go with thee." And they went forth and into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, "Children, have ye any meat?" And they answered him, "No." And he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. All right, so they bring the fish up. Here, let me set the stage for you. Early dawn was gently arising over the hills of Galilee, ushering in a new day and chasing away the darkness of night. Except for the occasional cry of a seabird and the lapping of the waves, you could almost hear the stillness of the morning. "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" The question startled the group, sitting around the fire on the shore. They looked intent on the speaker's face. The speaker was looking at only one face, awaiting an answer. All through the night they had fished and caught nothing. Discouraged and weary, dawn had come when a lone figure appeared on the shore, and with straining eyes they attempted to recognize the form, until one cried out, "It's the Lord!" In a flash, Peter was out of the boat, into the water, swimming for shore. Others followed. There's a fire burning, fish are cooking, but not a word is spoken. Awe and reverence make speech impossible. Until Jesus breaks the silence with a question to Simon Peter, "Lovest thou me?" He looked directly at the one who had denied him. He looked directly at the one who said, "I know him not." He looked directly at the one who had cursed and swore. He would give Peter the triple confession. In fact, he would give Peter the supreme test. "Lovest thou me?" The question is asked three times. And finally, Peter responds with, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." I call it the supreme test because Jesus was willing to base all on that one question. He knew what he was doing. Jesus knew he was asking the vital question. And today, 2,000 years later, it's still the vital question. It is still the supreme test. Number one, it's a supreme test of discipleship. Down through the centuries, Jesus Christ has been binding men and women to himself. And that bond is not one of fear. That bond is not one of force. That bond is a bond of love. He draws. Yea, he coerces. He wins. He does not drive. Men and women must choose him of their own accord. You see, it was love that brought Jesus to earth. It was love that placed him on the cross. It was love that caused him to die for lost mankind. And it's love that draws men and women to him. Can any question be greater? Lovest thou me? Oh, that's the only question. There's no question about doctrine, none about creed, none about sin or repentance, just lovest thou me. These were possibly the last words of Jesus. Some of the last words to Peter, for sure. But those words will cover it all. Lovest thou me? You answer that correctly. You answer that with yes, and everything else falls into place. Hey, Sunday school teacher. Hey, usher. Hey, dad. Hey, mom. Hey, young adult. Hey, teenager. Do you love Jesus Christ? Oh, it's possible to do for Christ and not love Christ. It's possible to work for Christ and not love Christ. It's possible to be martyred for Christ and not love Christ. 1 Corinthians 13, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. The first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all thine heart. Jesus Christ longs for people to love him with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, all their strength. Above everything else, above anyone else. It is the supreme test of discipleship. But it's also the supreme test of conduct. No longer necessary when it comes to our conduct to say, is this wrong? Or is this a sin if I do this or wear this? No. Let's apply the supreme test to our conduct. See, that rises above right or wrong. We ought to be so deeply devoted to Christ, so anxious to please him. There's no room for sin. There's no room for worldliness. When I was younger and when I was a dad and my children were younger, they were going to do right. And if they didn't, they'd have to have the consequences of getting a spanking. And I recall the day when I disappointed my dad. He found out I had done something and I had not been honest with him. And when he looked at me, it wasn't a spanking, it wasn't a grounding. He looked at me and said how disappointed he was in me. Oh my, that hurt. That hurt worse than 1,000 spankings. That hurt worse than being grounded for a month. You see, I didn't want to disappoint my dad. Now listen, there comes a time in your life, my friend, where you don't do things that's because you think Jesus is going to whip you or God's going to punish you. No. You do them because you don't want to displease him. You want to please Jesus. Tell me, do you love the Lord Jesus? If so, you'll want to please him. If so, you'll want to follow him. If so, you'll be satisfied with him. Whether it's music you listen to, how you dress yourself, how you look, the places you go, the things we do, it's all settled if you just say, do I love Jesus? That's the supreme test. It's the supreme test of discipleship. It's a supreme test of conduct, but it's a supreme test of our service. The highest motive for service is love. Paul would say it's the love of Christ that constrains me. David Brainerd went to minister to the American Indians, and he left home at 24 years of age. He dwelt alone. He went through hunger. He had horseback, rode on horseback, slept in the open woods, and he would still press on month after month till he could tell those Indians that God loved them, and God loved them enough to give his only begotten son to die for them. What drove him? Was it duty? Was it force? Was it obligation? No, it was love. David Brainerd loved the Lord and wanted to show it. And that's how it should be for us. Our motivation for our service ought to be a love for Jesus Christ. And love always seeks love. Nothing will satisfy a loving heart like love. God seeks love from us, and we show love by serving others. What is wealth and lands and gifts to someone who wants love? In one of the larger cities of France was Mrs. Beth Claiborne. She was visited by the wife of a wealthy Frenchman. In her hand, a small bottle that was marked poison. She had a calm determination to take her own life. But before committing her deed, she wanted to see the only one in France she could trust. And she told her story to Beth Clyburn. I complained to my husband. He was irritated. What do you want? You have my bank account. You have my home. You eat at my table. All that wealth and position that I can give you are yours, and yet you complain. And she said, I want your heart. I want you to love me. Oh, you can't have that. That belongs to another, her husband said. You may have everything else, but my heart and my love, well, that's impossible. And my friend, for you or me to offer to Christ everything else, he will not be satisfied, because love demands love, and all else is insufficient. How about you, my friend? When it comes down to you, and Jesus says, lovest thou me? What's your answer? Will you answer as Peter? And then Jesus would say, then prove your love by sincere service to me. Would you pass the supreme test? You see, my friend, he loved us so much that he willingly laid down his life for us. God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, my friend, have you received him as your Savior? Have you received that love? And then maybe with the songwriter, we would say, more love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear now the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. The supreme test. The supreme test of discipleship. The supreme test of conduct. The supreme test of our service. Let's love the Lord with all of our soul, all of our strength, all of our heart. Let's love him with everything we have. That's the supreme test. Well, I hope you have a great Friday, everybody. I'll look forward to seeing some of you in church, of course, on the Lord's Day. And the rest of us will be back here for the broadcast on Monday. And it'll be Thanksgiving week. And it's the week of the game. And it's going to be a big one, we know, this year. And we'll maybe say more about that next week when we get to the broadcast. But I'll look forward to being with you Monday. I think Monday we'll talk a little bit about just one thing. Just one thing. Well, listen, I want to remind you that you can pick up these programs as a podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Go there to the podcast section and type in Words to Encourage or Bible Baptist Church, and it'll come up there. Subscribe there for us, all right? You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and then you can watch our services. And we encourage you to do that as well and become a subscriber. Doesn't cost anything, but it'll notify you when a new program is up or a new service is posted. All right? And I think those things would be a blessing to you. If we can pray for you in any way or help you in any way, please drop us an email or give us a phone call. All right? Well, this is Brother Slaybaugh. And listen, I'll look forward to being with you on Monday. And until then, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.